Thanks again for joining me for another guided prayer time. Scripture urges us to devote ourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. So that's what we're going to do. This is a prayer based on the 1 hour prayer cycle, although this is a shorter prayer, and each of the 12 segments is going to be shorter than usual. I encourage you to consider using the longer prayer cycle as your prayer discipline develops. But for now, find a comfortable place to sit, try to remove as many distractions as possible, and let's begin our prayer with praise. Today's prayer is based on Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. Lord, I praise you, for you are my good shepherd. You make sure that I lack nothing. You restore my soul, and you give me peace. And so now I praise you for the ways that you provide. I praise you for the ways that you protect. I praise you for the ways that you bring peace. Lord, you call me to be still and to simply rest in you. You provide images like green pastures and quiet waters, and you desire that my soul would be refreshed. And you show me that that refreshing only comes from you. And so help me to rest in your presence right now, knowing that that is enough, knowing that you're here as my shepherd, protecting me, watching over me, desiring to spend time with me. God, you guide me along right paths for your name's sake. And yet so often I turn from that path, from side to side, pursuing my own will, pursuing my own wants and my own desires, rather than yours. I dishonor you by following my own path, and so I confess the ways that I have not loved you well, and I have not loved the people around me. Lord, we live in chaotic times, and so now I use the words of Psalm 23 as if they're my own words, asking you to calm my fears, asking you to help me trust you, and asking you to comfort me. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Lord, as I consider the dark places in my life, the places where I struggle, the places where I have anxiety, the places where I'm afraid, help me not to fear. Help me to trust that you walk into those places with me and that you are greater than any struggle, than any hurdle, and greater than any fear that I have. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. God, I thank you for your discipline. I thank you for your guidance. And I pray that you would use your word to comfort me more and more. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Lord, I am mindful of those who need to know you as their shepherd, who need to know that you are with them, that you are the one who can restore their soul, that you are calling them to walk in the right paths for your name's sake. Lord, I know others who have great fear as they walk through their darkest valleys. So during this quiet time of watching, I pray that you would guide my thoughts as I consider those who need prayer. And now, Lord, I lift up the concerns of my family, friends, and neighbors, my community, my city, this nation, and our world. Pray for things both big and small, asking for you to be the shepherd that we desperately need. Lord, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God, I pray for my own needs, asking for you to provide and to protect and to help me overcome the things that I struggle with most. Lord, hear my prayer and be gracious to me. God, you anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. I give thanks that you have chosen me, that you have called me your child. I give thanks that you watch over me continually. Lord, I give thanks for the fact that I have everything I need and more. And now I give thanks for specific ways that I have seen you at work in my life. Lord, you are worthy of my worship. And so now, as the words and the music of Psalm 23 play, I direct my thoughts and my heart toward you.
The Lord is my shepherd, and he He goes before us.
He goes before me.
He's defender behind. Come on.
Defender behind me.
I won't, you won't, we won't fear.
I won't fear.
Oh, no, I won't fear.
I'm filled with anointing.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
My cup's overflowing. No weapon can harm me.
Oh, Lord, thank you. I don't have to fear.
I won't fear.
Now, people of God, sing hallelujah.
And now, Lord, I meditate on the final verse of Psalm 23, and I reflect on who you are, and I think deeply about the hope that you have offered me through these words. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Jesus, you call yourself the Good Shepherd, and you say that your sheep listen for your voice, and they know your voice. And so now I listen. I wait to hear how you bring all the things that were mentioned in this prayer and all the elements of this prayer together. I listen for the ways that you might be speaking. And I take a moment to write down the common themes or names or ideas that have come up during this time of prayer. Now, Lord, as I repeat the words of Psalm 23 one last time, pray that you would receive them as my prayer of praise. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let it be so. Thank you for joining me for this time of prayer. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.